Now we turn to something that heretofore has been fantastical, chimeras, creatures that are part human, part animal. And there's a big debate now on how far scientists should go turning the fantastical into the real. Today, the National Institutes of Health will be hearing from scientists who want funding for research that would create chimeras using human cells. NPR's Rob Stein joins us to explain what this is all about. Good morning.
Good morning, Renee.
Okay, we're going to start with what exactly is a chimera?
Well, the term chimera comes from Greek mythology, actually. There was this fire-breathing monster with the head of a lion, the body of a goat, and the tail of a serpent. But when it comes to medical research, what they're really talking about are animals that have been changed in some way to include either human cells or human structures. They've done things like create rats with tumors to study human cancer, and they've created mice with human immune systems.
Right, all of this in the service of medical research. So what's new and stirring up controversy now?
So what's new are human stem cells. And as you know, stem cells can turn into pretty much any kind of tissue or cell in the body. And that's what makes them so versatile. And in this case, what scientists want to do is put stem cells into very early embryos of different animals to see if they can create a whole new type of chimera. And they want to do this for several reasons. One thing they'd like to do is create better animal models of human diseases that they could study in the laboratory and hopefully come up with new treatments. Another thing they think they can do is use sheep or pigs that would have fully human organs that they could use for transplantation, like kidneys or pancreases for people with diabetes.
Well, then nobody is talking about, say, a lion's body with a human face. But is that the sort of thing people are worried about?
What they're worried about is that the fact that these stem cells are so versatile, they can turn into, as I said, any kind of tissue or cell in the body. If you put them into very early embryos, who knows what they'll end up becoming? They could end up, for example, becoming human brain cells in these animals. And obviously, that starts to raise all kinds of ethical and moral questions. Will these animals have some sort of semblance of human consciousness or human thinking abilities? And that starts to blur the line of what the moral status of these animals are. Another concern is they could turn into human sperm and human eggs. And so what would happen if two animals that you did this to ended up breeding? Could you end up with some sort of hybrid animal-human offspring or human embryo?
Well, if any of these are even remotely possible, then clearly there's a reason to be concerned here. But what are scientists saying about this?
Well, what the scientists are telling me is that those kinds of scenarios I just described are extremely unlikely, if not impossible. But just to be on the safe side, there are things they could do to make sure it didn't happen. Like, for example, they could engineer the stem cells so that they could not become human brain cells or could not become human sperm or eggs. Another thing they could do is even sterilize them to make sure that there was no possibility they could ever breed.
And here's where the NIH gets into it, the National Institutes of Health. What is it doing?
So what happened is a couple months ago, the National Institutes of Health announced that it was issuing a moratorium on funding any kind of research in this area. The NIH is gathering all the top researchers and the top bioethicists in this field together today to really hash all this out. And I spoke to several of the scientists in the field, and they're pretty upset about the moratorium because they think it's really holding things up, and this is a very promising field. Now, the bioethicists I talked to said that, but there are these concerns, it's really important that we talk about it. And in fact, one of the bioethicists I talked to said, look, that myth, that chimera myth, I mentioned it at the beginning, is often held up as a warning to scientists about the dangers of chimeras. If you read it more closely, the myth really is warning against hubris. You have to act responsibly and be careful when you're tinkering with nature like this.
All right. Well, thank you, NPR's Rob Stein.
Sure. Nice to be here.